91X News.
It's 20 degrees and sunny at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Keenan Weaver with 91X News. Belleville firefighters are cleaning up the scene of a fire on Harmony Road just off Highway 37. A homeowner was burning some leaves when the wind picked up the flame and started the spread. Belleville Fire, along with tanker support from Tyendinega and Quinte West Fire Services, quickly contained and put out the blaze. A small barn was damaged as a result, but the home was untouched. There were no injuries. Belleville Fire Services have put a fire ban in the area until the dry conditions pass over and it's safer to have open-air fires. Police are still looking for a suspect in a break-enter and theft from yesterday afternoon. At about 12:30 p.m. Central, Hastings OPP were called to a shed on Sunsmile Lane in the municipality of Tweed. Police advised that sometime during the last 2 days, suspects entered the unlocked shed and stole a Mastercraft Pro Series 3500 portable air compressor, hip waders, three motocross jerseys, and a pair of motocross pants. Anyone with information on this or any other crime is asked to contact Central Hastings OPP or Crime Stoppers. Anti-cancer advocates are applauding BC for becoming the second province to ban children and teens from using tanning beds. The province plans to pass regulations this fall that will ban anyone under 18 from using tanning beds. Kathy Bernard was diagnosed with melanoma a decade ago and says she started tanning when she was 15 and never knew any of the risks.
I know now that I would rather be alive with the skin I was given than die in the skin I so desperately wanted to have.
The rules will ban youth from tanning, require licensing and training for operators, and warning labels on the devices. Two provincial health agencies are pushing to make phys ed classes mandatory all through high school, but the Ontario's Education Minister, Laurel Broughton, is refusing to give any opinion on the idea. Cancer Care Ontario and Public Health Ontario want to ban smoking on restaurant patios, increase tobacco taxes, and make physical education mandatory until grade 12. Tory leader Tim Hudak says he thinks the phys ed plan would be too expensive, but NDP leader Andrea Horwath says she likes the idea. Everyone's getting that spring feeling, and motorists are no exception. Mark Venema says that brings a whole new set of hazards for Jollymore drivers.
The birds are chirping and the grass is growing. It's officially springtime, and with the warm weather also comes more obstacles on the roadways. Cyclists and motorcyclists are taking their two wheels out of stores to hit the open road, also causing a dangerous blind spot in some rearview mirrors. That's not the only danger, though. According to the Canadian Safety Council, fatality rates on the roads are highest during warmer months. Northumberland OPP Officer Phil Clark says nice temperatures tend to also mean a heavier foot.
Feel a sense of elation and freedom with the warm weather, especially on long weekends when they're excited to go somewhere and they just leave work and they just feel free as a bird and consequence-free as well. They tend to be a little more laid back and drive a little faster.
Summer parties and get-togethers also result in the highest number of drunk driving fatalities. Ray Marchand from the Canadian Safety Council says you also need to be aware of what's around you on the road. It can save a life.
Looking at the motorists or looking at the pedestrians, are they looking at you? Do they seem to be reacting? If in doubt, slow down, use your horn. Make sure that they see you in order to avoid these tragedies.
Spring showers could be troublesome as well. Loyalist College automotive student Jake Magistrelli says it's time for some preventative maintenance.
Anything that obstructs your vision while you're driving can cause a safety issue, so it'd probably be best to look into changing your wipers. And as far as tires go, it's best to throw some all seasons back on the car when spring rolls around.
Magistrelli also recommends getting your brakes checked because road salt and debris from winter driving can cause corrosion. Mark Venema, 91X News.
Disgraced former junior hockey coach Graham James has been sentenced to 2 years in prison for sexually assaulting two of his players. James's lawyer says his client has gone through the therapy required of him and has channeled his desires to youthful-looking adults instead of children. Former NHLer Sheldon Kennedy, one of the victims in James's earlier sex abuse conviction, scoffs at the suggestions James is a changed man.
The thing that I have trouble with is 32 hours of rehabilitation is a joke. You know, it's been a lifetime of working and rehabilitating with counselors and 2 hour sessions a week to just stay on track myself of after the damage that Graham's inflicted. So to sit in there and hear that Graham James is rehabilitated really drives me nuts.
Defense lawyer Evan Reutenberg says James has become the most hated man in hockey and has been punished enough. Passengers who travel with Via Rail now have a new station in Belleville. The station opened to travelers for the first time this morning. 91X reporter Harrison Perkins was there.
The
The 6:15 to Toronto pulls into Belleville's brand new VIA station. John McLaughlin is a former employee of VIA. He worked in the baggage room for VIA, where the new building currently stands. He was first in line this morning to buy a ticket.
Yes, it's early, but it's nice out this morning, so good to get up and be the first in line here to get a ticket at the new VIA station.
Serge Levine is the project manager for the new station. Levine is spending the day making sure everything runs smoothly. He says travelers will definitely see a change.
This one is much more spacious. It's designed with efficiency in mind, with a lot of lighting, natural light. New concept, basically.
And passengers who arrived this morning to the new station seemed pleased with what they saw.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Pretty happy to see this morning. It was a surprise to me.
Oh, it's wonderful. This is a wonderful station.
The cost of the new station is estimated at $14 million. VIA also has plans to overhaul stations in Oshawa and Cobourg. Harrison Perkins, 91X News, Belleville.
That's 91X News to 506. Jose De Barros has sports next.
Take the bus. It's always better. It doesn't matter what the weather. If it's too hot, they air condition, and in the rain, they're so efficient. No need to worry about the snow. Belleville Transit was built to go. They've got you covered in every season. From Monday through Sunday, they're all about pleasing. They're always on time with you on their minds, so go ahead and check out your schedule online. city.belleville.on.ca. Visit them today. And remember, take the bus. It's always better.
Good afternoon, I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X Sports. The 2012 OFSA AA Girls Hockey Championships had its first day in Belleville and Trenton. There are two local teams in the tournament. The St. Teresa Titans of Belleville are the favorites to win the tournament, having been ranked first. The Titans dominated their first two games in Pool A this morning at the Quinty Sports Center. They first beat the Community Hebrew Academy of Toronto 5-0 in their first game, then defeated Lester B. Pearson of Burlington, also by 5-0. The Moira Trojans also started the tournament on the right foot. The 5th-ranked Trojans defeated St. Thomas Aquinas by a score of 4-2 in Trenton in their first game in Pool C. They then defeated O'Gorman High School from Timmins by a score of 5-0. The playoffs in both Junior A and Empire B resume on Thursday. The Whitby Fury start their OJHL semifinal series at home against Toronto Lakeshore Patriots tomorrow night in Junior A play. In Empire B, the Campbellford Rebels start their Schmaltz Cup quarterfinal series in the road tomorrow against the Clarington Eagles. The Denver Broncos have got their Manning. The Broncos have agreed to terms with free agent star quarterback Peyton Manning. The 5-year contract is worth $96 million. The deal is a victory for Broncos executive John Elway, who was a legendary quarterback for the Broncos. Manning also considered playing for San Francisco and Tennessee. Canada's Heather Nedewin defeated Russia 7-5 at the Women's World Curling Championships today. Nedewin's Edmonton team is alone in front at 5-1 following the morning draw. The Canadians have an important game tonight against Margarita Sigfridsson of Sweden, who is tied for second at 4-1. Toronto FC captain Torsten Frings will be out for 4 to 6 weeks with a strained right hamstring. The former German international was injured during Toronto's season-opening 3-1 loss in Seattle on Saturday. Frings, a defensive midfielder who can play in central defense, is arguably Toronto's most influential player. The Toronto Blue Jays resume their Grapefruit League schedule tonight against the Boston Red Sox. Kyle Drabek goes to the mound for the Jays against Boston's Daniel Bard. And 5 Canadian teams see action tonight as part of a 9-game NHL schedule. The Winnipeg Jets are in Pittsburgh to take on the Penguins. Ottawa hosts New Jersey. Toronto welcomes the New York Islanders. Edmonton is in Nashville, and Calgary battles Colorado in Denver. An Argentine soccer star, Leo Messi, is the highest earner in all of soccer. The Barcelona scoring machine earns $43.5 million Canadian dollars, with $15.8 million in wages and $27.7 million in endorsements. LA Galaxy player David Beckham is second, with $41.5 million Canadian dollars, followed by Portuguese player Cristiano Ronaldo in third, with $29.2 million. Coaches in soccer are paid well, but just not like their players. Real Madrid's Jose Mourinho is the highest earner among managers, with 19.5 million Canadian dollars. The figures were released by French soccer magazine France Football. Send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91X Weather.
Thanks, Jose, for your weather. Just take a look outside and you'll probably see a couple of clouds. Fog patches around the lakeshore overnight and a low of 8. Wednesday, it'll be mainly sunny with fog patches along the lakeshore early in the morning again and a high of 24. A few clouds later in the day and a low of 9. Thursday, we'll see some sunshine with a high of a beautiful 23. At 5:10, it's 20 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Keenan Weaver with Jose DeBarros, 91X News.